music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson.
At midnight, Don Letts.
Right now, it's Jimmy Goodwin in for Guy Garvey.
Nenwa kofo muni, nenwa novio muni, nenwa ehlon muni, nenwa dadan muni.
Ye kwem lano suma.
Ola no se, 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 ola no se. Ola no se, 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 ola no se. Ola no Nenwa kofo muni Nenwa novio muni Nenwa ehlon muni Nenwa dadan muni
Ye kwem lano suma
No se Ola 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 no se, 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 ola no se.
Plano C, 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 Plano How are we all doing? This is Jimmy Goodwin standing in for Guy on Six Music, Guy Garvey's finest hour. This is Daphne, the side project of Dan Snaith, Caribou. Man, this guy's on fire. I love him. This record's out right now called Geelong. Next is Homeboy Sandman.
Yo, what you want from me? We ain't trade no vows before we was in the mid. I was only with down your blouse cause you was in the way. Don't go thinking now I'm these vows cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave was a smile, not a child, it's illegitimate. I'm not even saying our hang was insignificant, but I ain't signing any documents, forms of certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to chill cause y'all was an impetus. Yeah. Yo, what you want from me? Who was saying this nation's indivisible? I don't care what they say, if they pay, cats is miserable. Chillin' while I'm chillin' in jail, so take a visit too. They was put there by cops who can't pass a physical. Ain't no begging bar and barging in your living room. Run up on your fan while your baby drinking infamil. Any day around the way, these things are typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
True.
Yo, yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
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 Shabba-dabba-dup-do-do. Yo, what you want from me? Don't get mad when I answer, do a vote or not. I don't mess with none of them bastards, freaking Autobots. I don't care if the candidate says it's black and Puerto Rock. Ain't no different puffy and ass, trying to force a rock. All the politicians are frauds, it's just an awful lot. Coughing up their mouth, but they never do an awful lot. If it was up to me, I'd throw all them suckers off the docks. I don't give a damn if my opinion is an orthodox.
My bad, I thought Autobots was the bad ones. They still shapeshifters.
Yo, what you want from me? I ain't never been scared to keep it real with you. Before I signed the songs, I wasn't trying to get a deal with you. Similar to Chaka Zulu, I won't hear for you. Then again, it's also Chaka County because I feel for you. You was writing bars part time, now I don't hear from you. Don't be mad at me because I was down to skip a meal or two. Now you throwing salt because I'm exalted on the pedestal. I'm not to blame because all this garbage is identical. Yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
Yeah, what you want from me?
What you want?
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 Yeah. Yo, what you want from me? I'm not anti-social. Music about killing black people makes me emotional. Everybody act like the shit is unnoticeable. I ain't trying to post up, I might go postal. But I'm not hopeless, I stay hopeful. There's a big difference between Princess and Toastal. Not the cat talking, bring it back to the old school. I'm the cat talking, take it forward when you post to.
What you want?
Yo, what you want from me? Yeah, I know I ain't cursing a couple hours ago. Life is all about just trying to figure out what's logical. Couple times I thought that I had found a pot of gold. Made the time to frown a bit, if I doubt it, then it's time to go. Switch my mental plane, jump out and yell Geronimo. Maybe I'm like Kiwi, look for the basement in the Alamo. All I know is a fashion tree, my family like animals. That ain't gonna stop regardless of who's dating Amber Rose.
That's true. But hey, yo.
Yo, what you want?
What you want?
I guess what you want from me is a sort of 2 hours of music, innit?
Yeah, quite a good lick there on the old DJ tip.
That was Homeboy Sandman with What You Want From Me from his excellent album, First of a Living Breed. Yeah, man, he's really good. What have I got next for y'all? Donovan, There Is a Mountain.
Nope. Not that one, is it?
My garden gets a snail, that's what it is. The lock up on my garden gets a snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First
there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Oh, Juanita. Oh, Juanita. The snow will be a blinding sight to see as it lies on yonder hillside. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
Donovan, There Is a Mountain. I chose this track because actually it reminded me of I went to Iceland with Mark Riley and in the summer. God, the summer, eh? So long ago. And that was on Icelandic radio. And it was, you know, stunning scenery in a sort of big 4x4. You know, you've got to go to that country. If you've not been, I really advise you to get on a plane and go and see. It's fantastic. And it's quite poignant. A friend of ours, Goika, is over from Iceland at the moment. And yeah, it just reminds me of good times. This is Treat Me Right or Leave Me Alone by Eddie Finlay.
you so long.
Mark Lanegan from the Soul Savers album. It's not how far you fall, it's the way you... And you know what? It's run out on my piece of paper. It's just got dot, dot, dots. It's probably something like it's the way you land or something, innit? Wow, I was honoured. I actually sang backing vocals on that song and I'm dead, dead chuffed. You know, Mark Lanegan's the enigmatic genius of Mark Lanegan. You know, wonderful singer and you know that guy's lived. That cat has travelled a hard road in his time. Probably self... What's the word? Self-imposed nightmare. But, you know, the guy's really interesting. You know he's lived, like I said. And I was just, I got a call from Soul Savers, who is, I think they're Nottingham-based, Rich. And I've met Mark when he was in Queens of the Stone Age in America, you know. And I was just flattered, really, more than anything, you know. Wow. And what a great song. So, yeah. I did it in glamorous Stockport in a studio called Moulin Rouge on a wet, probably sometime around this time of year. God, how long ago was that now? About 4 years ago? Anyway, that's me bigging myself up for the week. This next is Flora Purim from an album called Three-Way Mirror. It's called The South Francisco River.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve and Matt gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up!
Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamack.
Radcliffe and McConey.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music. Jimmy Goodwin. 6 Music.
Count Ozzy and the Mystic Revelations of Rastafari, y'all.
Of colonial reign has brought the people misery, has left them such pain. The talk is now of independence, you see. Seems it wasn't meant for you or for me. As strangers we came, slave trade was the game. And ever since we don't even know our name. We must remember and all that they did to mother and father. So people, people, for what it's worth, demands your freedom here upon earth. Stop asking when, where, and how. Make up your mind, the time is now. Stop asking when, where. make up your mind, the time is now.
Oh, Count Ozzy from the original Complete Ground Nation compilation. God, I love that. This just, you know, and the whole colonial past, how much we've got to answer for, you know. Wow, profound on a Sunday evening. But no, makes me think. I've been reading a lot of books about things like that lately, and it really interests me. And that's from the horse's mouth right there, man. That's a sort of short history of struggle in early Jamaica. Anyway, right, I'm doing Guy's show again next week. So you can email me or text me. You can hit the text on 640-46 or guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And yeah, one thing you could maybe ask, you know, I'd be intrigued to know where you think he is. I don't know where he's gone, the Garths. So if you think you know where he's at, then email me next week. While we're on the subject of that man, yeah, I keep ringing him lately, right? And we stood in for on Radcliffe and Marconi a while ago. And it was we had a right laugh, right? And we had to interview Ice Cube, you know, really lovely guy. But we had to sort of big up his, well, not big it up, but we had to introduce his new single, which was called I'll Bite Your Face Off. So it was like, to introduce that and keep a straight face was, so anyway, I keep ringing Garvey up, right, and just going, I'll bite your face off, and then just putting the phone down. So, you know, that's the kind of thing me and him get up to. Hilarious japery like that. Anyway, this is done a bit of a mix here. Cyclists and a track called Visions. Yo.
choosing was accepted as a trade. Not voting would be the smartest choice you.
Cyclists with a track called Visions going into Cass McComb's Don't Vote, which I thought was quite apt, seeing as the billions that were wasted on a campaign in America. You know, talk about world debt and all that and struggling, and then they spend like God knows how much on, you know, a year-long campaign to try and get into power. It's quite obscene. Hey, but this is the BBC, you're meant to be impartial, and I'm not meant to have opinions on this kind of thing, right? Anyway, this is called I Love You, Otis Level. I Love You by Otis Level. It's Desert Island Disc time, and I thought I'd choose Ralph Steadman talking about, well, I won't spoil it, but it's, you know, it's a Desert Island Disc. And the reason why I chose this was because of my good pal Kerry Levy. When the levy breaks, it breaks. Right? He's got a book out with Ralph Steadman right now called Extinct Boids, which is a sort of mythical birds that Ralph's painting. And but you know what, an inspiration, that guy. I hope he's like a beacon to people. You know, you can still be creative into your senior years. I love the idea that, you know, it doesn't all end after sort of 50 or whatever. You know, there's people still doing, and that guy obviously has to paint, and he has to paint every day, and it's just, you know, he's still rocking on. And the book is fantastic. It's all kind of stemmed out of the work that Kerry was doing with his Ghost of Gone Birds thing, and yeah, I think it's, you know, power to them. Anyway, this is Ralph Steadman talking about I Won't Spoil It.
After the Kentucky Derby, which was already dubbed a gonzo story, they said, would you like to go again? But this time it's the America's Cup, and I hate boats. I can't get on a boat, you know. And I knew I was going to be sick, seasick, and I was. But by the end of the week, Hunter realised that we had no story, and we needed to do something. And he said, well, you're the artist from England. What do you want to do? He'd brought with him a red and a black spray can. And he gave them to me. He says, can you do something with these? So I said, well, look, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, well, write something, draw something. What do you do all the time? You know, what the goddamn do you people from England do anyway? You know? So I said, well, I could draw him one of the boats. Good idea. Excellent. Well, what would you put? And that afternoon, for seasickness, he gave me a pill. And the pill turned out to be psilocybin, which is a hallucinogenic. And it's the first drug I'd ever taken in my life, and I think it's the last, apart from diazepam to calm down. But he gave me that in the afternoon. It was about 6 o'clock that evening. I began to see snarling red-eyed dogs in a bar we were in. And by this time, I was so far gone, I would have done it. In fact, I would, because you know when you shake those little containers, they click, 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 click. And that was the thing that alerted a guard and said, what are you doing down there? Oh, just looking at the boats, just looking at the boats. Oh, we're ruined now, Ralph. We've got to flee, Ralph. We must flee. We've got to get out of here. Otherwise, there'll be police everywhere. They'll have guns, Ralph. They'll have guns. They'll put us in jail, Ralph. We're not supposed to be here. He puts his oars in the rollocks and pulls on them and falls backwards in the boat. See, these things come out, his legs in the air. I didn't get there. We were caught. Thank God we were caught. I would have been in prison. We managed to escape everything. Hunter said, this is terrible. We failed, Ralph. We must send up distress flares immediately. And he brought with him these distress flares, and he shot three of them up into the bay, red ones, green ones, and they all fell onto decks of boats, and that started fires. And so the fire brigade were out. And of course, the tension was completely off us. It was just distress flares,
but
boats on fire.
You certainly made a story. Tell me about your second record.
Well, next one, I loved Neil Young ever since I first heard this LP, Harvest. And I used to sing them myself, you know, when I was younger. And I loved this song, Old Man. I think it expresses how I'm just beginning to feel now, actually.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you. My life, 24, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Computer J from LA with a track called Distance. Coming up after this trail, I've got a track called Who Do You Think You Are Fooling by the Symphonic Four, y'all.
Six. Music.
Classic album of the day.
The tracks and the artists behind them.
There was a reputation which preceded us.
The Stranglers, Black and White.
It was quite a confrontational period.
Hear songs from the album throughout the day and join Steve Lamacq from Four.
Are we speaking to the band about everything from the music?
What better way to go into someone's consciousness than with a tank?
To their place in history.
I think we were actually misidentified as a punk band.
And that siege mentality that made them one of the great bands of the 70s.
No one was out to sit on the fence. You're either with us or against us.
Classic album of the day. The Stranglers. Black and White. This Wednesday on BBC Radio.
Six. Music. Six. Music. Jimmy Goodwin.
Show would be complete without this.
Some folks who care a little about me and they won't ever to the telephone. Los Angeles living off all Virginia dying waterboard pin 09. Telephone stack home, this is the promised land calling. Oh, boys on the line.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Six Music. Jimmy
Goodwin. One morning fell to take the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me. Was the Irish lad I spied. All through the forepart of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man and he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when you lay on my bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home. You go home and weep your fill, and you think of your own misfortune that you brought with your wanton will. For there's not a girl in this whole wide world as easily led as I. Sure, it's fishers they'll fly, and the sea run dry. 'Tis then he'll marry I.
Annie Briggs, Ann Briggs with Blackwater Side. I'm Jimmy Goodwin, standing in for Guy Garvey on his Finest Hour show, and I will be doing again next week, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or you can hit the text on 64046. You know what? You sleep when you're dead, so if you're expecting a quiet Sunday evening, then forget about it.
city, wildfire, through your trip me into the land. You can hear three strikes, dug out, did the fuck no thing. Remember how I spin, blood in slow-mo, loud like chimney. How to get down there, storm the gates, 25A, 12 gates, broke boy. 25A, broke boy, 25A, broke boy, 25A, broke boy.
What's his problem? Flipping heck. Come on, man. Death Grips, top band, Punk Weight's the track. This next one is Woe Is Me by Galt McDermott. This guy's pretty much the king of hip-hop.
Thank you.
tomorrow, don't worry. Free Angela by Baillette. I think it's a pianist from the 70s called Todd Cochran. Well, cool. That's like a triage. No, not a triage. That's like an emergency or something. And that's like, no, a triad. No, that's wrong as well. It's like a suite of music put back to back. A triage of flugelage. I don't know what I'm talking about, really, do I? But that ain't nothing new. This is Mad Villain. Because this life.
2-1-2. How doom hold heat and preach non-violence. He about to start speech, come on, silence. On one starry night, I saw the light. Heard a voice that sound like Barry White. Said, sure you're right. Don't let me find out who tried to bite. They better off going to fly a kite in a firefight during tornado time with no coat, then I caught ya. Wrote the book on rhymes, a note from the author. With no headshot, he said it's been a while. Got a breadwinner style to get an inner child up in a smile. And that's no exaggeration. The doctor told a patient, it's all in your imagination, Negro. Ah, what do he know about the buttery flow? He need to cut the ego, trippin'. To date the metal fellow, been ripping flow since New York plates was ghetto yellow with broke blue writing. This is too exciting. Folks leave out the show feeling truly enlightened. They say the villain been spitting enough lightning to rock shock the boogie down to Brighton. Alright then.
Yeah, check, it's enough. Yeah, now, how man hold heat like Lin Neeson's reborn. Leave a whip of holes in the dartboard. Haters watch him, hit his seat, double shot and drink like the answer to the problems at the bottom. From the bottom top, that homie pay how you owe me. My niggas take no like Kobe. Even with the arms of the hawk, you couldn't hold me from getting mine. Stokers we roll, smoking and getting by. Thanks rap, I ain't got a dime. Got me sneaking out of checkout lines with bottles by the wayside. Smack him in the face, let him taste pride. Fakes try, hit the washed up like the shorelines. Do or die, ride how the table turns. Street turns, keep me in this dirt like an earthworm. Woody spit hits and burns with brothers ever learn. Word for word, chat with a nerve, meeting the germ.
Here's the original.
Talvez seja da terra que eu vivi. Latina, América Latina, latino-americano, América Latina, Latina. Embora meu amor não vá morrer, eu sei é que eu não posso esquecer as coisas que eu passei.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamacq gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up! Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamacq.
Radcliffe and Maccone.
High Octane, Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Jimmy Goodwin. 6 Music.
Yeah, it's a good job you mentioned me then as well after all those cats, you know what I mean? Flipping flops. Blue Meanies by Opossum. I think that's a side project of Michelle, what are they called again?
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra. The New Zealand guys, I love them. They're brilliant. Before that, you heard Sexopolis. I mean, we all live in one, don't we? Let's face it, right? And now you're going to hear Airport Love Theme. Became.
villain, get the money like curls. They just trying to get a nut like squirrels in his mad world. Land of milk and honey with the swirls, where reckless naked girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler, left back now schooler, trying to sound cooler. On the microphone known as the crown ruler. Never lied to Mar when we said we found the moolah. $500-something laying right there in the street. Huh, now let's try and get something to eat. Then he turned four and started flowing to the poor. That's about when he first started going raw. Kept a drove in a drawer. A rhyming klepto who couldn't go up in the store no more. Life is like a folklore legend. Why you're so stiff, you need to smoke more, brethren. Instead of trying to riff with a broke war veteran. Split made him swore he saw heaven, he was seven. Yup, you know it. Growing up too fast. Showing up to class with my wet in a flask. He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get the... If you wanna sip, get a paper water fountain glass. How I'm supposed to know where your mouth been last? Hand so fast, he can outspin the flash. Known to smoke a whole mountain of hash to the ash. Boom bass, leave the room with the stash. Consumers in the smash, doom, get the cash.
Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, okay there. Wow. It's Sunday night and I'm feeling pretty spacey now. Don't know about you. Wow, far out. That was Morning Order by Hugh Hopper and Alan Gowan. I think Hugh Hopper was in The Soft Machine way back. But I like that anyway. And there's another one here. My friend, my good friend Joe Roberts put me onto this. It's called Cows at Jodrell by a band called World of Apples. Thank you.
You know something, Harold? I never thought I'd be willing to change places with a cow.
A cow?
Those things out there. They are cows, aren't they?
I don't understand the thrust of your comment.
Deity of sound, legend of six, son of Uranus. We need your help.
What can I do for you, mate?
We need you to assemble the four legends of Gita to bring order and salvation to the mortal world.
Sorry, Gita.
Gita.
Sorry, no.
Guitar, like the musical instrument.
Right, yeah, got you.
Richards, Ma, Gallagher, Cornell.
Wait a minute. You want me to try and get a Rolling Stone, a Smith, a Soundgardener, and an Oasisian onto my show?
By next week?
That's impossible.
That is why I entrust you with this golden scepter that has been crafted by hand of Zeus himself to help you complete your mission.
It's a carrot.
Yeah, it usually works.
Listen to me, Keith Richards, talking to guitar legend Sean Keaveney tomorrow on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Sweet.
Legends Week on the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Six Music. Jimmy Goodwin. Goodwin.
That was never Keith Richards saying, get lost. What? Sounded like, don't know, my nan tried to do him. Like parodying himself. This is Keith Richards, mate. Get lost. That wasn't Keith. Anyway, yeah. We'll be right back. John Lee, Lowriders in Space, from the album Synthesizers in Space. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to be playing music for you this week. Jimmy Goodwin standing, who studied it in for Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. I'm doing next week as well, so guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk if you'd like to wang in some e-mitherage, or you can hit the text on 64046. Again, it's been my pleasure. I love playing records. I mean, who doesn't? I'm going to leave you with Broken Arrow by the Buffalo Springfield.
Turned on and the curtain fell down, and when it was over it felt like a dream. They stood at the stage door and begged for a scream. The agents had paid for the black limousine that waited outside in the rain. Did you see them? Did you see them? Did you see them in Long River? They were there to wave to you. Could you tell that the empty quiver, brown skin, Indian on the bank, that were grounded and narrow, held a broken arrow.
Did you see them? that were crowded and narrow, held a broken arrow.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with cuts from the likes of Traffic, UB40, Young Buffalo, Frank Eddy, Kenny Diesel, Paws, Black Machine and Digidubs featuring YT. All in the first hour. In the second, well, you know how I flow. So until we get to that, ain't nothing to it but to do it with PM Dawn's Gotta Be Moving On Up, featuring Marnie Marley.
We be moving on up. So we can get right by. And if I fall on down, I'ma get on up and make another try. Hey, hey. Up top, I'ma find you a place. I ain't gonna stop until I see that pretty smile on your face. So now you know we be here.
On your money clip, hanging at your place, boardwalk and park place, acting all new, look at you, higher living. Meanwhile, your style's played out like racism. Me, I'm fresh out of love, it's quite tragic, when all they wanna do is inspect my gadget and change a Superman to Clark Kent, all for the sake of fake amusement. She said, what do you consider fun?
If you can get it, get it, consider yourself good.
So long, still had to hold on. I'm trying to make that door to move on. Papa told me stay strong. The time